Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Experience Shabbat Shir. This may be one of the final ones, but we'll enjoy it while it still lasts. And we said that we're going to speak tonight about the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was never really destroyed. And what I mean by that is that there's a clear connection between the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. And if Shabbos is still here, that must mean that the Beis HaMikdash in some ways is still here. So that's going to be the goal of the Shir this evening. Most of what we're going to be saying tonight is based on a beautiful piece in the Nefesh Shimshon, written by Rav Shimshon David Pinkus Zatzal, who has an incredible sefer both in Hebrew and in English that he did not publish, but it was published posthumously based on lectures that he gave, called Shabbos Malkasa. And he essentially lays out that there are numerous similarities and connections between the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos, such that they probably kind of accomplish the same thing, albeit in through different avenues. And that is to say that the Beis HaMikdash, if you understand that it's the holiest place in the world, so its Kedusha, the holiness that it represents, is in space, right? So there's an actual makom, there's an actual place that is holy. The Beis HaMikdash is the holiest place in the world. Then you have Shabbos, and Shabbos is the holiest time. And so there is a clear connection. I think we even spoke about this a little bit last year, tangentially related to this. But so let's go through some of the connections between these two things and see how, what the value is in the connection that we're going to make. So the first thing that they're connected in is that both are considered, to quote Rav Pinkus, like vital organs, right? So you can't live without the heart, you can't live without the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't live without Shabbos. How so? Well, there's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kedoshim that explains that Shlomo HaMelech, when he was planting some of the areas in Yerushalayim in and around the Beis HaMikdash, he planted a sample of every single plant in the world. And it's an interesting medrash. It says Shlomo Hashaya Chacham, he was a genius, Shlomo HaMelech, as we know, Nata Kol Minei Ilanos. Planted every single type of tree. Shenamar asisi li ganosu fardisim v'natati b'hem eitz kol pri. That he planted all plants, all fruits were planted in Yerushalayim. Mahu eitz kol pri ochel. Amar Rabbi Yanai afilu pilpulin v'nata shlomo baretz. He even planted some types of peppers or whatever in Yerushalayim, things that were not normally considered indigenous to the land. He was able to plant. Why was he able to plant them? So essentially, what the Medrash goes on to continue to say is that Jerusalem is the center of the world, and it's that which gives sustenance to the rest of the world. So if Jerusalem, or rather if something is able to grow in, let's say, Africa, so it gets that koach, that strength from Jerusalem, since everything is flowing from there, and therefore Jerusalem is the center of the world, and it's that which all energy flows from it. So if you could plant something in Africa, if you could plant something in South America, then you can plant something in Yerushalayim as well. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech, even though all of us may not know how to plant everything there, he was able to plant everything there in and around the Beis HaMikdash. We know that the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos, that the holiness, that the spirituality, the connection to Hashem that we have is meant to flow from Shabbos to the rest of the week. We are only able to really be in touch with any sense of Kedusha, with any sense of holiness, if we were able to tap into the holiness from the previous Shabbos. We know the idea that Shabbos, the holiness flows from it until Tuesday, as it were, and that's where we're able to make Havdalah until Tuesday, and then by Wednesday you can begin preparing for the upcoming Shabbos. So the entire week receives its sanctity from Shabbos itself, and therefore we see that both the Beis HaMikdash / Yerushalayim and Shabbos are that which can be considered vital organs, and that they provide sanctity, holiness, and kind of like a source of life for everything around them. The Beis HaMikdash provides sustenance and holiness through living beings, the energy that you could plant things in Yerushalayim flows down to other areas in the world that you could plant things there. And Shabbos, the holiness itself, flows out from it so that other times can be holy, that you can connect to God. There's another idea that he explains that both connect us to Hashem, and this is something of an easy one, but let's just go through an interesting idea that he draws out. So again, both the Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos are meant to connect us to Hashem. There's a Gemara in Tainus and Chav Tesamid Beis that explains, relevant for our for the time we're in right now, the Tanya Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and so too, if Erev Tisha B'Av, like it happens this year, if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Ochel v'shosa called sarko umale al shulchanu afilu kesuda shloma b'shato. Unbelievable halacha that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, certainly Tisha B'Av is the more solemn of the two, but even Erev Tisha B'Av is meant to be more solemn than a regular weekday, well, nonetheless, Shabbos is meant to still be Shabbos at the end of the day. You have to consider that Shalosh Shudas, which you're allowed to eat up until the time that the fast starts, up until Shkia, so you are allowed to eat the most lavish of foods. You can have a steak for your quote-unquote Sudas Mafsekas this year, because of the fact that there's no Sudas Mafsekas this year. It's not really a proper Sudas Mafsekas, as much as it is just the final thing you eat before the fast. Why is it that Shabbos overrides Tisha B'Av if we're so sad, right? So again, the halachos from Tisha B'Av are meant to be an outpouring from the emotion that we're supposed to be experiencing. Why do we fast? Why do we mourn? Because the halacha is based on how we should technically be feeling. We should be that sad over not having the Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't want to eat, that we can't eat to think about the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't want to sit on a regular chair. We want to sit on the floor because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So why would Shabbos override these black and white halachos of Tisha B'Av, or these black and white halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av? So, technically one can actually just make the argument of De'oraisa versus De'rabbanan, right? So, Tisha B'Av are rabbinic laws, Shabbos are Torah laws. So anything from Shabbos should override Tisha B'Av. But Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains the most beautiful idea. He says that Tisha B'Av is a day on which we realize that we have no life without Hashem being in our midst. And the Beis HaMikdash is what connected us to Hashem. So when we were in the Beis HaMikdash, we felt connected to Hashem. When we were outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we were not as connected to Hashem. Tisha B'Av shows us that we don't have such a strong connection anymore because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What is Shabbos all about? Shabbos also is all about connecting to Hashem. And therefore, if Tisha B'Av is all about us realizing that we can't connect to Hashem in the same way because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then Shabbos, which does sort of fill that void that the Beis HaMikdash left, that we can feel connected to Hashem through the day of Shabbos itself, so now all of a sudden, even though Tisha B'Av might fall on Shabbos, or even though Erev Tisha B'Av might fall on Shabbos, we no longer feel the same void on those days as we might if it was on a regular weekday, because on Shabbos we feel connected to Hashem regardless. That was another connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Another idea is that both offer repentance from sin. Obviously, we know the Beis HaMikdash is a place where they used to bring karbanos and the like, but there's a Gemara in Shabbos that also explains on Kuf Yud Testament Beis that Kol HaMispalel Be'erev Shabbos Omer Vayechulu Shnei Malachei Asharis HaMalavin Lo LeAdam Amar Mar Ukva Amar Rav Chista Manichin Yedein Al Rosh, that if someone says the paragraph of Vayechulu, which we say twice every, well, at least three times every single Friday night, so then the two angels that come to walk you back from Shul to your home, they will put their hands on your head and they'll say that all of the sins that you have done this past week are removed from you. So in other words, the Beis HaMikdash gives us repentance from sins, and evidently so does Shabbos as well. There are special clothes also for both Shabbos and for the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, we know from the Big Day Kahuna, one is obligated to have special clothes. Every Kohen had special clothes in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains on Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, V'rachatzta v'sachta v'samta simla sayach, V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Eilu begadim shel Shabbos, that there is an obligation to have special Big Day Shabbos. It's a whole question. I was just listening to Rabbi Leibowitz, I think in one of his Daf Yomi Shiurim, and he was explaining that it's a whole question if shoes are in the category of Big Day Shabbos. Do you have to have a special pair of Shabbos shoes? But regardless, everyone agrees you have to have a special Big Day Shabbos. So again, special Big Day Shabbos, special Big Day Kahuna for the Beis HaMikdash. There's a connection also in lighting candles as well, that in the Beis HaMikdash we used to light candles in the menorah, and of course we have the Shabbos candles. More than that, says Rav Pinkus, that it's not just that we have the commandment to light candles with the menorah and also Shabbos candles, but there's even a mitzvah to remove the ashes in the menorah to replace them so that you can put in new candles. And there's also a somewhat of a mitzvah, if not a full-blown mitzvah, I think the Mishnah Berurah discusses it, to prepare the Shabbos candles as well. In fact, there's a custom that many men have when they prepare the Shabbos candles for their wife, that they do so because they want to be part of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, and that's how they connect to it as well. There's another connection connection between the Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos, and that is the notion of the Shulchan. There's an idea of the Shabbos table, that the Shabbos table has various halachos related to it, and of course that's where we have all of our seudos, all of our meals, and there's also the Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim, with the showbread in the Beis Hamikdash, and there's many similarities that are brought between the Lechem Apanim, the showbread in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Lechem Mishnah that we have on Shabbos. There's an additional notion, which is probably the most least known of all of these ideas that we've brought so far, and that is that there's meant to be a certain sense of awe or a certain sense of fear, both from the Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos itself. The Rambam in his Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he says, Mitzvahs asei liyira min Hamikdash. It's a positive commandment to fear the Beis Hamikdash, as it says, Umikdashi tira'u, that you shall fear my Mikdash. And it says in the Sefer Yerayim was a commentary, I think, on the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, that Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, and he explains that there is an obligation to have a fear of Shabbos. He says, "Kishim shetziva Hakadosh Baruch Hu latit mora v'kibud l'mikdash." Just like we have the obligation to feel fear and awe in terms of our relationship with the Beis Hamikdash, kach tziva latit l'Shabbos. So too, we are commanded to give to Shabbos the same level of fear. And so, there is clearly a lot about the Beis Hamikdash that we in our generation don't understand, and even if we don't mean it when it comes to Tisha B'Av, at the end of the day, we even if we tell ourselves we miss the Beis HaMikdash, I've spoken many times that it's hard to believe that we all really want it back, that we all want to experience the sacrifices again, and the notion on Erev Pesach of walking in the blood of the Korban Pesach. It's hard to believe that us in our 2021 sensibilities really desire that, but nonetheless, we have to feel like we're in some sort of a space as we come upon Tisha B'Av in just, 48 hours from tonight, that we have to truly at least ask Hashem to put us in the mindset of wanting to be back in the Beis Hamikdash, to want to connect to it on some level. And the way we can do that is by recognizing that we still have Shabbos. Because, like we said at the beginning, the Beis Hamikdash is a holy space, but Shabbos is the holy time. There is no greater way to show Hashem that we are ready for the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt than showing him that we are making the most of the holy time that we have. If we make the most of the holy time of Shabbos, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, then here is the holy space back as well. And of course, there is the well-known Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yates Mabez, that Amar Abaye lo charva Yerushalayim ela b'shvil shechilu ba'as HaShabbos. Why was the Beis HaMikdash, why was Yerushalayim destroyed, says Abaye? Because we didn't keep Shabbos properly. What in the world is the connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, but other than everything we just outlined, it's clear that if a person is not prepared to keep Shabbos properly, they don't appreciate the sanctity of being able to connect to Hashem in the holiest time of the year, which occurs once a week, then of course we're not able to be zocha to merit to live in the Beis HaMikdash, to have a temple that is the holiest place in the world. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with the ability to connect to Shabbos and to help us realize how valuable and important it is, and how much of an opportunity there is to connect to Hashem, and in doing so and in strengthening our relationship with Hashem through Shabbos, that we should be zocha to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, to merit having a relationship with Hashem in the holiest space in the world as well. I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a easy and meaningful fast, and we should all be zocha to not have to fast on Tisha B'Av even this year, but if not this year, then certainly next year as well. Have a beautiful night, everyone.